From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Fed up with high unemployment, Germans are getting creative in their efforts to find work. One has started a website where Germans try to underbid each other on jobs. Another offers to rent out Germans at a day rate. But aside from the stunts and pranks, there's something very serious going on. It's a growing realization that Germany no longer offers the well-paid, secure jobs it used to, and that better opportunities might lie abroad. NPR's Emily Harris has that story.
Johannes Blank's Rent a German website requires very little of people who want a job.
What I offer is Germans. You know, you don't have to have any talent or something. The only talent you have to have is being German.
He's a conceptual artist who created the site to gauge reaction to Germany's high unemployment. But five Germans have been rented out for a day, all by people abroad. The website is novel, but so is a more serious trend. Germans are leaving home in increasing numbers for work and leaving behind the old promise of secure long-term employment. At a hotel in the southern Austrian Alps, 26-year-old Mandy Bernhardt loads towels and sheets into an industrial washer. She likes the people and the work here, but wishes she could find a job closer to home in the former East Germany. I've been trying for years to find a job at home, but nothing, she says. I've been on the road since I was 19. A recent survey of unemployed people in Germany showed almost two-thirds say they would not move to take a job, but a federal employment office that finds work for Germans outside the country increased placements by more than 40% between 2003 and 2004. One of the most popular destinations is neighboring Austria. Monika Varnhagen, head of the job placement office, says German nostalgia for days of secure jobs at home is disappearing.
Realism is coming back. People are saying, okay, that's how it was, but looking back doesn't make it better, and I have to figure out how to maintain myself and my family. These opportunities that are available might be intimidating because they're foreign and unknown, but how can I use them for myself?
Hans Spiegel is one of those new thinkers. He's finishing a hospitality apprenticeship in Austria in a program where a full third of the students now come from Germany. Spiegel briskly whisks chopped vanilla bean into warm milk and says the job situation at home is just awful.
I think it's crap. When you look for a job at home, you never find one. You just go to the unemployment office or you get social assistance. It used to be better in the past. We could stay in Germany and work, and now we have to run after jobs.
Austrian employers are delighted to have young German workers. Franz Geiger heads the employment office in Landeck in the tourism-dependent Tyrolean region. He says young locals prefer jobs that don't include night and weekend shifts. And he says the Germans are better than foreign workers from Turkey and the former Yugoslavia.
They don't speak German, and the problem is that those people bring their families with them in our region, and that's a problem. There are not enough apartments for families in our region, and the Germans come alone and go back in summer to Germany.
Germany still attracts more people than it exports to be temporary or guest workers. But being one, even a seasonal one, isn't so bad for Katlin Vipelo, working as an apprentice hotel desk clerk.
For me, it's a good thing, because there are so many guest workers in Germany. Why are not the same?
She does hope the experience she's getting in Austria will someday help her get a job back home. Emily Harris, NPR News.